Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Matt Swallows. And on this show, we like to talk about things that are hot topics in the region, things that are going on, things that you want to know more about. And with us today, we have the Economic Development Coordinator with the City of Cookeville, Ms. Melinda Kiefer. And we're going to talk about maybe there's a new convention center coming to town, maybe a new hotel downtown.
And, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Melinda, welcome.
Thank you, Matt. I'm so glad to be here, as always.
Thank you for coming. You've been here before, and I thank you for coming again. You're always a wealth of knowledge.
Well, thank you.
And that's what we do. We're trying to just inform folks. And today, really, what I wanted to start with and talk about is TIF funding.
Yes.
The new convention center hotel that's going to be downtown. And exactly what is that? And let's do it in layman's terms, you know, so everybody can understand.
Because
you hear all these buzzwords, and tax is one of the things you hear, and that scares everybody to death.
Right, so absolutely.
Give us a little bit of, I guess, give a little history on how it's, this whole project started, and then we'll get into
the structure
exactly what it is.
Of how a TIF works. Well, so welcome to the alphabet soup of, you know, economic development acronyms, because TIF stands for Tax Increment Financing. So those three words are critical in the explanation, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Each one of them carries a little different part of how the incentive tool works. But so a group of local investors and developers had approached the city, the county, and the Industrial Development Board after they had purchased the property, which lovingly we all call the Wilson Sporting Goods property. It also used to be home to the Shanks Hotel and other things. So it's an iconic corner in our downtown to, you know, prospectively build a hotel, a conference center. And in order for the conference center to be viable, it would require a parking garage. Again, there's not enough property there to really be able to service that parking need. So we're really excited about that iconic corner downtown developing, and it will be a phenomenal thing. And, you know, we've talked about a conference center for years, double-digit years, way on
back. I believe Councilman, when he was mayor, Womack, said that he talked about 18 years ago.
Exactly. So, you know, the community has grown. We have a lot of good momentum right now, and we're on some national brand headlines, and so that has kind of made it a perfect alignment, if you will, of the stars for private investors, for a national hotel group, and then the community to be able to support this kind of effort. So we're very excited about it. And with the financing tool, the incentive tool, what tax increment financing basically is when this when this hotel is built and complete, the owners of that project will pay their property tax. Okay. Let's say currently that iconic corner in downtown brings in $100 in property tax. Okay.
Simple math. I like
simple math. We're going to start with $100 and it's unimproved. Nothing's happened to it. So the day they start construction, or the tax year that they start construction on the project, the base of $100 is set. That $100 will go to the city and county like normal.
Like anybody else that paid
like
property
any,
tax.
Like anybody else, and will constantly get that dollar amount. Once the project is complete, and then the property assessor comes in, and that property is reassessed and reappraised and ready to be occupied, all of a sudden, the property tax bill, if you will, is $1,000. Okay? Well, with tax increment financing, TIF, let's just say TIF, we'll go back to the alphabet soon. What happens is the incremental increase from that base of $100, and now it's $1,000, so there's $900 in between
what it was
and what it is today. Okay. By state law, industrial development boards may receive that increment from the city and the county. Now, the developer has to pay it. He's got to pay that $1,000. The difference is the city and county get the $100, and the $900 is redirected to help finance the project. Okay.
Gotcha.
So those taxes are always paid. Okay. The city and the county still gets the base. The incremental increase of the tax is redirected to support financing of the project. Now, also by state law, Matt, and this is really the part that I think is so important for citizens, is that Industrial Development Board cities and counties can only do that on items of infrastructure. So, in other words, it has to go towards something that has public benefit.
Right.
Okay. Anything from water to sewer to sidewalks to whatever else, and including a parking facility.
Okay.
So what the group has brought before the Industrial Development Board of the City and County is to be able to use tax increment increase financing on the parking garage. So that's what's been proposed.
Infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not the hotel, not the conference center, and not additional parking that will be available for the hotel users, for that mixed-use kind of retail commercial area right down on the main floor. This will be specifically for that garage. Now, that garage will be available to the public at what they call market rate, which is not Nashville's market rate. It's our market rate.
Which is a big difference.
Yeah, big difference. You're not going to have to pay, a huge amount to do that. But we all know we've had a parking crunch downtown. It's very difficult for municipalities to go in and spend that kind of truly taxpayer dollar to create one of those facilities. So we see this as a great opportunity for there to be a public-private venture to create something like 317 parking places that will be available for use.
That's amazing. And that's a huge need in the downtown.
It is.
If we want to continue for it to grow and to be walkable.
Absolutely.
To be walkable, you got to park somewhere first, right?
That's right, right. And we have to encourage people that you can walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't necessarily have to be in the front door to get into a business. So I'm keeping our downtown walkable because we are going to have parking, in the periphery areas, like most downtowns, if you will. So in order for us to keep that downtown viable, keep providing services, this is just a great opportunity for this kind of incentive tool to be used. So
we're meeting today with Melinda Kiefer, the Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Cookeville. And we're talking about the TIF, Tax Increment Financing, available for infrastructure needs that the city and county have decided to help with a convention center parking garage. And so really, in essence, the city and the county are still getting the same taxes that they've always gotten
right
out of that piece of property.
That is correct.
Someone's coming in and developing it and making it better. And so the increase is what gets used to help finance
right,
some infrastructure that the public gets to benefit from.
That is right. And so, when your term on the city council, we worked so hard using another economic development tool called a pilot, which was a payment in lieu of taxes. Those are the only two, TIF and pilot, the two incentive tools constitutionally allowed in the state of Tennessee. Now, with a pilot, and that's why it's so confusing for most folks.
I mean, it was confusing for me.
Right, right. But in that one, Matt, if you remember, you truly abate taxes.
Right.
They pay zero. Okay? In this one, that bill is still due. That money will be paid by the owner-developer. It's just a redirect of those dollars, and by state law, we're allowed to do that for 20 years or until the term of the loan pays off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So
So the pilot program basically is there to entice folks to come to provide more jobs.
Exactly.
And then the TIF financing is to
right,
help with infrastructure.
Yes. And, lots of times, especially in bigger cities, you'll see a combination of both. You'll see a hybrid type situation. We looked at a TIF for Academy way back when.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And part of that is we just didn't have the market structure to support that kind of an appraisal. And so, because we haven't had a lot of industrial and commercial growth, really, for about 25 years up until about 4 years ago. So, so TIF, this is our first tax increment financing project. So, you can use both of them together or hybrid them along. But this makes perfect sense for our downtown.
It does, Melinda, and it's a tool.
It is.
People, you know, I want folks out there listening to understand this is a tool that the Industrial Development Board, the city, the county, the chamber, whoever has in their tool belt that can entice infrastructure, can entice jobs, and entice quality of life. You know, I mean, really, I mean, that's what we're talking about. Walking your downtown and having a bustling downtown, it really adds to the quality of life.
Well, and that also increases, or let me put it this way, that decreases our risk of getting left behind when another academy comes along. Those are the critical factors that, you know, make up that scoring sheet, if you will. And I'm really simplifying that on site selection.
Right.
You really have to be kind of good at all of it to do really well in economic development. And that includes great neighborhoods, great schools, great downtown, et cetera.
We've been meeting with Melinda Kiefer, Economic Development Coordinator at the City of Cookeville, and we've been talking about TIF financing. And when we return, we'll dig a little deeper into why that is still a good thing and a few other things going on in the city as far as the budget is concerned when we return. Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Matt Swallows, and with us today is Miss Melinda Kiefer with the City of Cookeville. We've been talking about the new project downtown, convention center, hotel, parking garage, and why it's important, why it's good, and some of the tools the city and the county and private investors have used to get that here and to make it possible for everybody. And that's the TIF increment, tax increment financing. By being able to use that, it's going to enable them to be able to build a parking garage in a nutshell.
Absolutely. And so when you look at parking garages historically, they do not ever really return a rate of investment. It's just very hard to pay back the cost, you know, of building a structure like that. So this thing will be 5 stories, Matt.
Wow. That's huge.
So it's
I mean, we're already struggling for parking without the hotel and the convention center and the retail that's coming with it. We're struggling now with parking.
So. And our parking study that we just completed backs that up with data. And so this seemed like a perfect mix. I think the thing that we sometimes overlook, and, you know, for folks listening out there, when you hear the word incentive, I mean, you let your mind take you towards maybe some negative thoughts. But here's where the incredible return on investment for that is. The increase in sales tax revenue that will happen from this hotel happening.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of hotel motel tax that the county will collect annually,
which helps go to the schools,
over $500,000 projected.
That's,
which goes to schools,
goes
straight
to schools.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the increase in retail sales, all of those different things, the increase in property values,
the jobs it's going to create,
and jobs that it'll create. I think there's maybe 100 full time. I think is what they were looking at. Maybe fewer than that. I'm unsure about that number to be actual. But
the jobs,
it's 124 rooms. So.
And what folks don't realize, one thing I want to point out, a couple things, talking about the rooms, you know, we have, seems like hotels popping up a lot on the interstate, and that's fine. That's great.
Right.
We have a need for it.
We
There's
do,
obviously
absolutely.
A huge need for it, especially through the week. A lot of business travelers, a lot of folks coming to town. But think about it this way. There's no hotel on the other side of town where the two largest employers reside.
Correct.
Right there within sight distance, the hospital and Tennessee Tech. The two largest employers, and probably in the Upper Cumberland, I guess.
That's very true. Very
with
close.
No hotel, no, you know, doctors coming in, visiting parents with students, professors, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge need for it downtown.
There truly
and you
is.
You need to be able to park.
And if you think about it, our downtown businesses are small, independent, local businesses. And so what an incredible opportunity there.
Wow.
For there to be incredible partnerships, just boots on the ground, if you will, kind of partnerships. You know, I think I did hear TDOT release some funding for repairs on the Nashville and Eastern Railroad. Just think about new train excursions that could take place where we could actually have folks come in overnight. And, you know, it just makes sense. It truly does.
It does.
It's a great opportunity. And for the city to commit that kind of funds and fully funded taxpayer dollar, would be very difficult for us to go in and build that garage. So it's a great tool. I feel like the return on investment is really where the citizens win.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like you said at the front end of this, no one's missing out on anything.
That is correct.
You know? That money that they're currently getting, they're going to continue to get.
That is
correct. It's just on the improvement side of it,
right,
where the assessment would go up. That portion will help them fund a parking garage. And for those of you that don't know, the hospital, that's a hot topic around the hospital too, is parking.
Exactly.
So years ago, we've talked off and on at the hospital when I was on the hospital board about doing a parking garage.
Structure.
And so we looked into it. Now, it's probably more than that now, but back 6-7 years ago, it was $15,000 per spot.
Yeah.
In a parking garage.
I think the last thing we looked at was somewhere right at $22,000 a spot.
Okay, yes. Yeah, my dad is 7-8 years old probably. But
so $22,000 cost per parking.
Per spot.
So you're talking steel and concrete.
And this
These
is five
are not
stories.
Made. Yes.
We're meeting with Melinda Kiefer, Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Cookeville, talking things going on in the city. And the biggest one right now is the Convention Center, parking garage, hotel downtown. And before we jump around to the other stuff on the budget, I wanted to throw this in. Congratulations to the Westside Business Merchants and their association. They have been so important and integral in this whole process of helping improve the downtown and cityscape.
Cityscape,
and,
really.
And, I mean, both of them are just huge, and they've really fought hard.
Yes.
A lot of these local, independent mom-and-pop shops, businesses, and they've come together. And I think they formed a pretty good group there. And I think they're part of this. I think
they are.
This is good for them. Congrats.
It's good for them. But I will tell you, you know, the infrastructure has to be right. The business mix needs to be right. They have to be able to promote themselves and market in a way that keeps them relevant today. I guarantee you, if Cityscape and the City of Cookeville and the infrastructure changes along with the West Side, this project would not be looking to come downtown.
I would agree.
We have created an environment for businesses to succeed.
Yep.
We can't make them successful. We can't make this hotel be successful, but we can definitely create an environment where the road is paved with gold.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do your stuff right, then everybody wins. And so it's an exciting time.
It is.
It's amazing.
It is. But I wanted to say, give a shout out to those guys because they've worked hard through the years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what other budget highlights do we have? Of course, it being in July, we've just passed a budget. This is pretty much for every city and county out there. So some highlights. First off, the one thing everybody, I'm sure, wants to know, is there a tax increase?
There is no new tax increase.
Woo-hoo. All right. For me, too.
I know. I will tell you, no tax increase from the City of Cookeville. We have projected a 4% increase in our sales tax revenue for next year.
Okay.
And about $250,000 increase in property tax with no new taxes. So that's all based on economic growth, which is the way you want it to be. So we're pumped about that. A couple of big factors and a couple of examples I wanted to give. So that everybody understands, the general fund funds everything in the city except the revenue generating departments. And you know what those are?
Mm-hmm.
Utilities. You pay a utility bill that helps fund their capital projects.
Right. Water, sewer, gas, electric.
Water, sewer, gas, and electric. Everybody else falls in the general fund. Police, fire, leisure services, or economic development fund.
Non-revenue producing departments.
So, we're kind of pumped. Here's a couple of stats I want to throw you by real quick. The City of Cookeville has 441 full-time employees. And we're expecting these increases to come in revenue, but we are planning no new positions. Now,
really?
Yes. So I'm going to start out my budget talk by saying I have never seen an organization do so much with so little. I mean, the service level we provide based on internal resource, again, blows me away. Totally blows me away. So kudos to all my fellow City of Cookeville employees that go over and above every day to make sure our citizens have the best public service possible.
And I'm going to say this. Of course, I'm a City of Cookeville homer. I mean, I love them dearly. And watching them work is like the attitude within there is like a small city because – so many different people wear so many different hats, right. and they're willing to do that. It's not like, no, that's not my job. It's
I don't think I've heard that once.
And yet, you guys still have to kind of put on your quasi big city hat to attract certain folks here.
You do.
And so, anyway.
It's kind of amazing. Now, here's a scary part of that, too, Matt. I wanted to share this with you. So, the average age of our employees at the city is over 50 years. So, we've been looking. 20% of the city of Cookeville's labor force can retire in 5 years.
Ouch. So, we're looking at some turnover.
The silver tsunami continues. All right, let's talk about some fun stuff. great sidewalk projects we have going. We're also looking at fiber connectivity with all of our traffic signals.
Okay.
So we've got that funded in Public Works. Economic Development Fund, we renewed our contract with Retail Strategies to keep boosting up that retail piece. In our Quality of Life Fund, there's several Cane Creek Park projects we're going to work on, a parking lot up there, shore restoration, and I submitted a grant for a dog park just last week to add out there, and so we're excited about that. We're going to do a bond fund for that new police station. We're so excited. We've started construction on that out off Neal Street, and so we'll have
a lot of dirt moving.
So we'll be issuing a bond to cover the funds of construction of that and Cedar Street improvement. So that's taking our streetscape and turning it down Cedar towards the university and truly making that, like with our lampposts, our planters, better upgrading all those sidewalks, which need it desperately. So we've got that taken care of. Here's a biggie, a new utility billing system and customer service where you can actually real-time pay your bill online.
Really?
Yes.
That's nice.
I know. And so we're super pumped about that. We'll start working with a consultant at the end of this month to start that transition. Electric substation, we're going to do lighting at the fifth interchange. That project will be lit next month, so we'll have big lights up there. We got a skate park coming, too.
Nice. A lot of good things going on. I do have a timeline question for you on two different projects.
I'm ready.
Just the retail shops on Interstate Drive, any idea when they're supposed to be finished?
All right, here we go. Shops at Eagle Point, every storefront should be open by November.
Wow.
So you can do some Christmas shopping there. I do believe that some of our anchors, including Publix, will have an earlier opening date with some of the other stores and restaurants coming later. But as of right now, I haven't been told any different than November is the target.
Okay. And the timeline for the Convention Center Parking Garage Hotel?
You know, it just depends. There's a lot of work to be done. We just took first steps, Matt. So the group will go now and work with their financing. They'll come back to the Industrial Development Board. They'll work out those project agreements. And then at that point, I know they've done some soil boring and some due diligence on the property. Yeah. So I think they'd love to start, you know, fourth quarter maybe.
So it'll be a couple of years at least. And anything with government and, you know, what's the old saying? The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
Right.
The second best time is now.
That's exactly
right. So that's what we're doing.
The project agreement has them must complete by 2021.
Okay.
And so there are certain things in there and that the tax increment doesn't start getting collected until it is complete, which means someone can actually sleep in a hotel room and park in that garage.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Thank you. Today we've had Ms. Melinda Kiefer with us. She's the Economic Development Coordinator with the City of Cookeville. And Ms. Melinda, I want to say thank you for coming again.
Oh, Matt, I enjoy it. Please have me back. I would love to come.
I love it. And I could probably bore people to death by talking about budget stuff.
But well,
we'll keep that to us, I guess.
I have some charts and some pie charts in here that Brenda sent, our finance director. So if you need just a little extra word, I'll leave my handout with
you. Maybe you can check our website.
Yes.
Check out the charts.
Check out the charts and the graphs.
I have Saturday night reading.
Yeah.
But Melinda, thank you so much.
As always, Matt, thank you for including me. I enjoy being here.
And thank you for listening.